Welcome into the first Friday feature interview of the week for 2016 on WNCW. My name is Paul Foster. Our topic this morning is the book Martyr of Luray Mill, Ellie May and the 1929 Textile Workers Strike in Gastonia, North Carolina. And of course, Gaston County in Gastonia is in the WNCW listening region. Our guest is the book's author, Christina Horton. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Briefly tell us about you. I understand outside of writing that you are an educator.
I teach fourth grade here in Asheville at Hall Creek Elementary, and I've been here for 3 years, and I've been teaching for 15.
I suspect that the name Ella Mae Wiggins will be familiar to many of our listeners, as she was much more than a textile worker, as we talk about that this morning. As an example, I know that one Woody Guthrie said about this woman, he felt like she was one of the greatest songwriters ever.
Yes. Those that are familiar with labor history should be very familiar with Ella Mae. Those that live in Gaston County specifically should be very familiar with Ella Mae. And those that have studied women activists and those that are familiar with history of ballads in our area should be very familiar with Ella Mae. She's very important, in my mind, not only to regional history, but to our national history. She was instrumental in organizing black workers, textile workers, in 1929, which is unheard of. So she's very significant in our history.
There's also something else special about Ella Mae to you, because this is actually your great-grandmother. Is that correct?
Ella Mae Wiggins is my great-grandmother. She's my mother's mother's mother. And oddly enough, growing up, I didn't hear much about her. I actually learned about her from a few lines in a newspaper article in our family album. And the reason why my family didn't talk about her is because back then, Ella Mae and her children, my grandmother Millie was her daughter, they dealt with a lot of hate from the community. You know, Ella Mae was a woman that was speaking up against authority. She's a woman that was fighting for rights for black workers. I mean, this did not go over well in the 1920s. She was trying to organize workers in the textile industry, which was the bread and butter of the Piedmont at this time. You know, recovering from the Civil War, the textile industry brought the region back to life. She was organizing with a union, and the owners and the community felt threatened. And so there was a lot of violence against the strikers in general, and especially Ella Mae, because she was so vocal and she was able to organize and move people. My grandmother, Millie, was 5 years old. She was scared to death. Ella Mae's water supply was poisoned. Her oldest daughter, Myrtle, who was 11, was raped. They lived in constant fear. My family was told not to tell people that Ella Mae was their grandmother or their great-grandmother, because out of fear that my family held on to of what will people do. Now, thank goodness, she's seen as a hero. She's a champion for workers. And that's what I really hope people get out of my book, is that they realize, you know, she was a woman that was struggling for a better future for her children. She had 9 children. 4 of them died because she couldn't provide proper medical care and food for them. That's what she was struggling for. And so many of our ancestors were struggling to keep their children alive. I think it's important that we recognize that.
And you were talking about the violence. This actually was what led to her death at a very young age.
Right. Ella Mae was shot through the heart at the age of 28, and she was pregnant also. She was 7 or 8 months pregnant when she was shot. She was on her way to a union meeting, and the meeting had been canceled due to threats of violence. But Ella Mae and a group of workers from Bessemer City were not, and that's where Ella Mae lived, Bessemer City, were not aware that the meeting was canceled. The roads were blocked. They came across a roadblock, and they were told to turn around or they'd be shot. Well, they turned around, and a bunch of cars followed. One pulled ahead and blocked the truck. There was a small collision, and the men in the car came out with guns, and all the other cars that were following came out with guns. And the strikers didn't have any guns. You know, Ella Mae was one of the leaders that strongly advocated not bringing guns. So they weren't armed. Jumped out of the truck and fled, and Ella Mae remained standing. And a man a few feet away pointed a gun at her and shot her through the heart. And she died instantly. And so did her unborn child, of course, as well.
She was no doubt a strong woman that stood up for the rights of all, and especially for, as you said, what was the heart and soul of so much of the Carolinas during that time period when it came to employment, the textile industry.
At that time, this is right before the Great Depression, and the textile industry, in years past, they had made enormous profits. But right before the Great Depression, they were overextending themselves. There were too many factories. There wasn't enough demand. Styles were changing. The Boxer Rebellion had occurred, so there was no more export to China. The industry was really suffering, and the industry was suffering a depression that later led to the Great Depression. The industry was not in a position. They couldn't pay their workers a large sum. As I researched, I realized there weren't bad guys and good guys necessarily. It was a matter of perspective. The person who shot LMA, people that are involved in violence, there's no excuse for that. But as far as people being afraid, the textile owners, the community, they were afraid for their community. They're afraid for their livelihood. Thoughts of the Civil War were still in their head about how they suffered. So they had a real fear, and that fear, you know, was legitimate. And so the workers, their fear, it was even more tangible. Their children were dying because they couldn't feed them properly.
Christina, let's also talk about something very special that has become available now. It's a CD called Mill Mother's Lament, a tribute to the life and spirit of Ella Mae Wiggins, and features a variety of artists, including one David Childers.
The CD is very exciting. CD has all of Ella Mae's surviving songs, and they've been reinterpreted by artists in North Carolina like David Childers, and several others joined along and helped him in this project. I'm part of the Ella Mae Wiggins Memorial Committee, a nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to raising funds for a life-size bronze statue of Ella Mae. So far, we've raised $10,000, which we're really excited about. So the CD is a completely voluntary project. The artists got together, they recorded the song, and they paid for the CDs to be made. For my book talks, I'm selling the CD, and all the profits go towards Ella Mae's statue, which is pretty awesome.
Speaking of book talks, let's remind everybody that you've got an appearance coming up at Malaprop's bookstore in Asheville.
That's going to be January 17th at 3 o'clock, and also all CDs as well.
If somebody wanted to find out more about you or the book, please provide some information such as the website.
Our committee's website is lmawiggins.org. Again, lmawiggins.org. So we have a Facebook page. People are interested in joining that.
Again, the book is called Martyr of Luray Mill, Ella Mae Wiggins and the 1929 Textile Workers Strike in Gastonia, North Carolina. The author, Christina Horton. Thank you for being with us on our Friday feature interview.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Podcasts of all of our Friday feature interviews of the week are available online at wncw.org.